The sun rose later and set earlier as the days slipped from the heat of summer into the gentle coolness of early autumn. The air in Vinland was different now, tinged with the scent of ripening fruit, drying leaves, and the faintest hint of wood smoke from the longhouse hearth. For the Norse settlers, the changing season brought a sense of urgency and anticipation. The first harvest was upon them, and with it came the promise of survival, the reward for months of labor, and the hope that this new land could truly become home. Leif Erikson stood at the edge of the fields, his arms folded across his chest, watching as the settlers moved among the rows of barley and cabbage. The fields were not large by the standards of the old country, but they represented a monumental achievement. Months earlier, these plots had been nothing but wild grass and tangled roots. Now, they were neat rows of green, the barley stalks heavy with grain, the cabbages round and full, the turnips and carrots pushing up from the dark, rich soil. The settlers worked with a quiet determination, their hands calloused and strong, their faces tanned by the sun and wind. Gudrid moved among the women, her basket already half full of beans and onions. She knelt to inspect a row of carrots, her fingers gently loosening the earth before pulling up a bright orange root. She smiled, brushing off the dirt, and handed it to a young girl who watched with wide eyes. The girl grinned and ran off to show her mother, her laughter ringing out across the field. Gudrid straightened, stretching her back, and looked around at the busy scene. Everywhere she saw signs of growth and abundance, baskets filling with vegetables, bundles of herbs hanging from makeshift racks, children gathering berries from the edge of the woods. The men worked alongside the women, harvesting barley with sickles fashioned from bone and iron. They moved in a steady rhythm, cutting the stalks and binding them into sheaves. The grain would be threshed and winnowed, the chaff separated from the precious kernels. Some of the barley would be ground into flour for bread, some saved for brewing ale, and some set aside as seed for the next planting. The work was hard, but the mood was light. The settlers joked and sang as they worked, their voices rising in the crisp morning air. Eirik and Thorvald led a group of younger men in gathering apples and wild plums from the trees that bordered the fields. The fruit was smaller than what they remembered from home, but sweet and juicy, a welcome treat after the long months of dried and salted food. They filled baskets and sacks, careful not to bruise the delicate fruit. Some of the apples would be eaten fresh, others dried or cooked into preserves. The plums, tart and bright, would be made into a thick, sweet paste to spread on bread or mix into porridge. The children played their part as well, gathering nuts and berries from the woods. They learned to recognize the safe and edible plants, guided by Gudrid and the Skraeling women who had become their friends and teachers. The children's laughter and chatter filled the air as they raced to see who could fill their baskets first. They returned to the settlement with stained hands and faces, their baskets brimming with blueberries, cranberries, and hazelnuts. The Skraelings, too, took part in the harvest. Their knowledge of the land was invaluable, and they shared it freely with the Norse. They showed the settlers how to find wild rice in the marshes, how to tap maple trees for their sweet sap, and how to dry and store herbs for the winter. In return, the Norse shared their tools and techniques, teaching the Skraelings how to use iron sickles and how to build simple granaries from logs and sod. The two groups worked side by side, their differences set aside in the face of a common goal. As the days passed, the settlement was transformed. The longhouse, once a place of refuge from the cold and dark, became the center of a bustling community.